tal-wara nofsinari tajjeb lilkom iż-semija ta' Campus 103.7 jiena Antonella Galia Lofreda flimkien ma' Joseph li hija għal darb oħra wara l-mikrofoni ta' Hello ACM.
Iva Antonella, llum għandna żewġ mistednin importanti fil-qasam kulturali.
Ma' entità pjuttost riċenti.
Eżatt, entità ġdida
kulturali lokali u xejn.
Fil-qasam tal-arti kontemporanja.
Qed nirreferu proprju għal MICAS il-Malta International Contemporary Art Space. U sabiex nisimgħu aktar min-naħa tal-MICAS għandna magħna fl-istudio l-Sinjura Phyllis Muscat li hija proprju CEO u chairperson tal-MICAS il-kumplement tal-wara nofsinhar it-tajjeb lilek Phyllis kif ukoll id-direttur artistiku is-Sinjura Edith Devaney. I hope that I pronounced that well. Good afternoon, Edith.
Good afternoon.
And welcome to Hello ACM. Phyllis, il-MICAS għadu jitwielet, għadu fl-ewwel sena tiegħu u xek ġi infetaħ uffiċjalment f'Ottubru tal-2024 dan l-ispazju ta' arti kontemporanja illi infetaħ ukoll bil-weda li kompli jarrikkixxi il-kultura Maltija. U xek, l-ewwel nett, x'inhu dak illi wassal għall-ħolqien ta' dan l-ispazju? What brought about this launch of MICAS?
Mela, nsellem is-semija tagħkom. Wela, il-MICAS kienet dejjem ħolma għall-artisti Maltin, speċjalment l-artisti kontemporani li kollu
l-arti viziva.
L-arti viziva, l-arti kontemporanja viziva, u li kollna mużew tal-arti kontemporanja. Di kienet ila jaħsbu li forsi jissir iktar ma' 50 sena. Fl-axħar, f'2013, twaqaf board fejn għadam ir-rimit li kellna, jena chairperson, li nibdaw naħdmu biex nistabbilixxu nibnu il-mużew. Nibnu kemm mill-atta bini, kemm mill-atta struttura, kemm mill-atta program artistiku. F'2014 bdejna naħdmu, ġifieri bdejna letteralment naraw bħala board naħdmu fuq kif ħansibu fuq siti differenti fejn jista' jsir. Għamilna focus groups, għamilna ħafna wkoll riċerka kemm mill-att ta' affarijiet ta' finanzi, CBAs. Tkellimna wkoll kif irridu l-istituzzjoni, kif ħadd tiġi mibnija, il-kollaborazzjonijiet li għandna bżonn nagħmlu ma' barra, eċetera, eċetera, biex ikollna mużew kif jixraq ilha Malta. Bqajna mixjin, jiġifieri eventually għażilna sit li huwa l-ospizzjo.
L-ospizzjo li jmur lura s-seklu 17.
Jmur lura s-seklu 17. Fil-faq, yes, nista' ngħid ftit fuqha wkoll. U wkoll partjar jgħajna ma' Restoration Directorate, ma' direttorat ta' restawr, mexi minn il-Parit Norbert Gatt, u flimkien dejna naħdmu biex nsibu noħorġu nibdew il-biċċa burokratika u ta' procurement u ta' kif ħanadmu, eċetera, eċetera. Għan fast tracking, eventually ħriġna tenders, intażlet il-kumpanija li ħat għamel li hija konsorzjum ta' periti Maltin u barranin mill-Italja, l-periti Ipo Studio u mmexxija minn professur Terpolilli li ħarġu bid-design u bil-struttura tal-galleries. Bħala mużew, id-dimita wkoll bdejna naħdmu biex nibdew nibnu l-istituzzjoni. Ġifieri di dal-mużew ma kien jeżisti xejn, ġifieri lek parra li ma kienx jeżisti forsi ħafna nies ma jifmuwix li da mhux l-istituzzjoni ma kien hemm xejn, ġifieri ridna nibdew mill-bidu nibnu t-tim li ħajmexxi u
ġifieri barra s-sit, irranġaw is-sit, irrestawraw is-sit, tagħmluha forma biex tkun tista' tiġi aċċessibbli bħala mużew. U koll tibnu t-tim għan iddwek.
Nibnu t-tim bħala personel. 2017 bdejna naħdmu fuq il-bini, bdejna naskavaw il-proġett u għanormi. Peress kif semmejt intistess, da s-sit imur l-ura s-seklu 17, dan challenges li kellhom il-periti kienet li jamalgamaw il- u kienet requirement u koll tal-SCH, ovvjament, li nieħdu ħsieb nissalvagwardjaw il-fortifications għax hemmhekk imdawwar Ma nafx għax ġejt inti Antonella. Tertaf kif inhu, ġifieri imdawwar bil-swar li mibnijin mill-kavalleri u kif nibnu struttura biex nagħmlu l-bini biex noħolqu
galleriji
interna.
Ħaddan fih il-kontemporanju fl-isfond storiku ġifieri biċċa u ġieħta ras però għamiltu biċċa xogħol meraviglja. L-iskop huwa li tbidlu ħanajdu hekk tagħmlu impatt kbir fuq l-ekosistema artistika u naħseb ta' min forsi anke ninkludu ftit ukoll id-direttur artistiku Edith Devaney, she was appointed as the artistic director for Micas. And Edith, how do you envision Micas influencing the local art ecosystem from emerging artists to art education and also public engagement?
I hope it makes a big difference to the artistic community here and to the cultural community as a whole. The opportunity for everyone in Malta, the cultural people in particular, to see regular exhibitions of very high quality art from across the globe and Malta based is, I think, very important. And of course, it's going to make a difference. I mean, you can see if you look back in art history, those moments when art came in from other countries to a specific location, it changes everything. So it's a really, for me, artistically here, it feels like a really interesting and exciting time. There's great talent here. I mean, one of the things I have really so much kind of valued is getting to know the local artists and understanding how they've worked, what their history is, working out these kind of influences that some of them have had. A lot of them have gone abroad to extend their education and their reach and to show work. And then they come back to Malta with new ideas. So for me to kind of put those pieces together, it's been really fascinating.
What do you think about the audience? Is there an audience here in Malta? And how are you, if not, how are you going to bridge the gap between the contemporary art and the general public?
Well, that's a very good question. And that's one that that we talk about all the time. So Phyllis, myself and the whole team are very engaged in making sure that we are attracting a new audience and that there's a very strong contingent from the local population. Wow. This is a museum for Maltese. We hope that people will come from all over the world, but this is a Maltese museum, and we take that very seriously. We also know that there's not a tradition of going to see exhibitions, particularly of contemporary art here, and that's something that we're working very hard on. For the first exhibition we've done, which is remains in place until Easter, and anyone who hasn't seen it, really, it's wonderful. Go and see it because it's quite extraordinary. It will lift your spirits. But deliberately, we chose an artist who is fantastic, very celebrated in the world stage, but also is accessible. So even though her work has got elements of feminism and conceptual art in it, immediately it attracts your attention because visually it's beautiful. It's made with techniques that we all recognize, like sewing and stitching and knitting and embroidery and fabrics. So it's anyone can enjoy it, no matter what their knowledge or lack of knowledge of art.
So we invite our guests, our listeners to come and to pay a visit.
And I think one of the things that, you know, I come from a museum background. I've worked in the arts and in museums, not for profit sector, all my life, and it's incredibly important to reach out and bring new audiences in all the time,
especially to the younger audience,
and then it's our job to educate them. You know, to say, actually, let's tell you about this. And we've been doing, thanks to Phyllis and the team, very large tours of with school groups and getting children of all ages in. And it is
open weekends as well. I know you've put on some interesting open weekends as well for all the family.
Yeah. And we do tours, you know. So not only do we invite the schools in, we invite the public in, and it's free. And we're emphasizing again, this is your space. We talk them through the exhibition, and there seems to be a huge appetite for that here, which is really encouraging. So we were amazed at the demand for tours.
Wow, that's good to hear. considering that you've launched only a couple of months ago. So that's really, really encouraging. We have to have a slight pause from our discussion and see what Joseph has prepared to, for us in terms of music, because we
have contemporary art, visual art. So I selected something from a contemporary composer, Maltese composer, is the composer of our jingle. Albert Garcia. Halloween Sugar Rush. And Tricia Don Williams is playing
the toy piano.
The toy piano.
Wow. Halloween. Fl-studio għadna kif smajna kompożizzjoni mill-isbaħ ukoll mill-kompożitur Malti Albert Garcia eżegwita fuq it-toy piano mill-pjanista ukoll Tricia Don Williams fil-studio magħna llum in-naħa tal-Maikas il-Malta International Contemporary Art Space għandna l-CEO u chairperson is-Sinjura Phyllis Muscat flimkien ma' direttur artistiku is-Sinjura Edith Devaney. Intant Phyllis tgħidilna ftit bħala struttura tiegħu dan il-Maikas spazju internazzjonali kif qed din tiffun titoperaw ukoll.
Okay, mela, aħna bħala Mużew tal-Arti Kontemporanja Nazzjonali kif kont qed ngħidlek qabel waqafna l-istituzzjoni biex tmexxih kif ukoll diversi kumitati li ħaj jħandil jaw affarijiet differenti. Għanna il-Kumitat Art Kreativ li huwa mmexxi minn l-Artistic Director Ida Davani li qiegħda magħna llum. U dan il-Kumitat huwa responsabbli li noħorġu bil-programm
Programm artistiku għal-istaġun.
Diġam fassal.
Fassal għal affarijiet jieħdu ħafna żmien biex titkellem mal-artisti, mal-galleries, mal-mużewijiet oħra, eċetera, eċetera. Għandna wkoll, konna qed nitkellmu fuq Antonella, il-kumitat importanti ħafna tal-edukazzjoni. Dal-kumitat huwa immexxi minn Dr. Giorgina Portelli li fejn noħorġu bi-strateġija u program ta' education, events educational, ilna naħdmu, ilna li l-onċajniħ, għavolja konna għadna maftaħniħx il-mużew, ilu ilna noperaw bħala komitat dal-aħħar tliet snin, fej kull sena konna namlu konferenza b'tema differenti fuq education, u relatata mal-arti kontemporanja u mal-kultura u namlu wkoll attivitajiet oħra aktar żgħar issa ħa nistgħu nespandu we can expand ma issa għandna il-mużew miftuħ. Jiġifieri dik hija xi ħaġa importanti ħafna aħna fir-rimit bħala mużew. Jiġifieri l-education għalija l-edukazzjoni għalina hija importantissima li il-taqbadhom minn meta jkunu tfal.
Importantissim.
Fil-fatt.
Xi ħaġa li naraw anke li l-inminxtuna meta jkunu fi bliet barra nin u żbera. Kemm
jixtiequ mhux fil-fatt minn kemm ilna li ftaħna minn Ottubru kull ġimgħa qed ikollna skejjel jiġu bit-tfal kemm il-primarja minn 7 snin il fuq anke żgħar. Sa sekondarja post secondary l-biraħ stess kellna grupp ta' studenti minn skola privata sixth form u fifth formers mill-università jiġu ħafna u college veri però anka mit-tfal dik affaxxinatni tiskanta tfal tal-primarja kemm ħadu pjaċir u jsaqsu għax aħna għandhom curated tour ovvjament x'mistoqsijiet isaqsu. Ġifieri kollha b'għajna u kemm il-skejjel privati u skejjel tal-gvern. Ġifieri
it was astonishing. Nisma li għaw dan l-interess. U għet nifuqaw
ħafna fuq hekk. Importanti. Jiġu u kellna respons qawwi, ikellmuna l-iskejjel stess, l-iskejjel stess jiġifieri qed jappproċjawna biex jiġu jagħmlu dal.
Dan huwa investiment. Dan il-ħin huwa investiment minn ħadd.
Xi ħaġa oħra fuq kumitati oħra mbagħad għandna il-Kumitat International Committee li ħadd titkellem fuq ftit jdiet ukoll iktar quddiem. U għanna il-Kumitat tal-Business Development fejn ħdimna program fuq membership, sponsorship, corporate membership, etc.
Okay. Joseph, tam il-kontu
Yes, balancing local and international art. MICAS aims to attract leading international artists, I guess, yes? While also promoting Maltese talent. How do you ensure that local artists are not overshadowed by, but instead benefit from the center's global reach?
No, it's a very good question. And I'm always, I like the way you phrased it as well, because I'm always very resistant to this idea that it's one and then it's the other, because that's not how we see it at all. And I think the point that I would make is that
you do not make a distinction
no,
between
distinction.
No, and I don't think that you know one strand of exhibitions is good for Maltese artists and one is not so good. I don't see it like that, because I think, you know, referring to the earlier question you asked me, I think that to bring very good global art to Malta benefits everyone in Malta, especially the artistic community, because then it acts as a catalyst.
Yes.
And I think it also gives them that sense of connectivity. And Phyllis has already mentioned our international committee and that idea of promoting Malta and every exhibition it does internationally benefits our Maltese artists. But in terms of programming, of course, it's really important to us, and it's proper, we're located here, that we have this strand of the program that focuses very much on Maltese art. And running concurrently with the Joanna Vasconcelos exhibition, we have a smaller exhibition, a kind of focused exhibition on the artist Ray Petrea. a local artist who sadly died recently and didn't quite live long enough to see his sculpture, which we commissioned the sculpture. Malta invested in commissioning this piece of sculpture, which sits at the entrance of the campus, which we're really excited about. And there's this beautiful exhibition upstairs of Ray Petrea's work, which really kind of explains the sculpture. Mm-hmm. And that's part of our commitment to Maltese art. But the next major exhibition, mm-hmm. which opens after the Joana Vasconcelos in mid-April, features only work by Maltese artists. So wow. We've selected six Maltese artists.
Okay, it's a collective exhibition then. Okay.
Collective exhibition, six very strong Maltese artists. I'm very, very excited about this exhibition because the work is really wonderful. And I think to show it in a group show in our beautiful spaces, people are going to be amazed, both local people and, of course, our international audience as well. And we're committed to focusing on Maltese art as a very regular strand of our programming. And not only that, but also having moments within the programming where we're bringing together Maltese artists and international artists so that it becomes a kind of mix-up. So if there are, you know, just going back to this question about, you know, Maltese art, mm-hmm. global art, we really see it in a much more holistic way. We're not separating those two things. We're thinking of it programmatically as great contemporary art. That's how we're seeing it. And I think that's important. That mindset is important.
Would I be asking too much if I ask you to mention these six artists, the six Maltese artists that will be part in the...
Yes, of course. Yes.
...of this collective exhibition?
Yes, absolutely. So we have Cesar Attard, mm-hmm. who is one of Malta's greatest artists. You know, just such a fantastic thinker. A wonderful artist creating a new piece for the exhibition. We have Austin Camilleri, who's known to everyone. Definitely. We have Joyce Camilleri as well. No relation to Austin.
Well, Camilleri is a common surname.
It's a very common surname. I realize that. We have Vince Briffa.
Well, our own professor here.
Of course. Of course. We have Anton Gregg. And we have Pierre Portelli. So it's a very strong group.
Definitely. And this exhibition is on these coming weeks, right?
It opens in mid-April.
Mid-April?
Mid-April, yeah.
No. Till?
13 June.
Mid-June, sorry, mid-June.
Ah, because we are. We're already mid-April. Okay, yes. So it's on from mid-June till the end of September.
Yeah.
We have the other exhibition of the built.
Yes.
In July. Yes.
Well, the time is really running out, but it's so good and nice to hear that during its first year, we have all these positive outcomes from this center that's promising to change, let's say, if we can call it so, the landscape when it comes to contemporary art and the public engagement with contemporary art, because that is very important. Contemporary art is not mainstream, if we can say so. It's not mainstream. Especially in Malta, but this is certainly MICAS will be changing within the coming years. Definitely will be changing this, the whole conception, the whole idea about contemporary art. Phyllis, finalment, xtixtieqt l-appell tiegħek li semmija tagħna ħana hawnhekk isimgħuna artisti, għandna artisti żgħażagħ li qegħdin anke jitħarġu hawnhekk fl-Università ta' Malta fl-arti kontemporanja. Xtixtieq tara aktar anke minnaħa kemm tal-artisti, kemm tal-udjenza u xin il-viżjoni tiegħek ukoll għal dan iċ-ċentru fis-snin li ġejjin?
Aħna bħala viżjoni, bħala mużew, aħna kif għedna konna ngħidu għandna l-programm tagħna diġà mfassal għas-snin li ġejjin, għal sentejn tlis-snin li ġejjin, kemm tal-artistiku, kemm tal-education, ħajkollna affarijiet oħra wkoll fil-programmi. L-appell tiegħi hu li jiġu jżuruna kemm mhux il-mużew mhux miftuħ biss għall-artisti u għan-nies fil-kultura jew fl-arti, anzi aħna nappellaw u nagħmluha we make sure li l-programm li jkollna jkun
iktar aċċessibbli u għal kulħadd,
għat-tfal, għall-familji, għal
that goes hand in hand with right to culture. Il-ħajru
n-nies li mhumiex familjari mal-arti, li jisiru familjari mal-arti.
Bħal program li jattamlu għal-atfall, li ġu-tfall tal-iskola, ġifir biex dejjem
niftuq
tal-ludjenzi u għal-ludjenzi għal-futur.
Iva ġo.
Mela, edin n-qarbu lejn it-tmim tal-program.
Perhaps we should receive one conclusive comment from Edith. What's your vision for Micas within the coming years, Edith?
I think that MICA should be, and the exhibition program that we put on is an exhibition program that would be put on in any major city in the world. That's important to us. And to
we might be having touring exhibitions as well.
Oh, we're already thinking about
yes,
that.
Yes, we're doing that.
We're already thinking about that.
And also, fight in Antonella.
to build up audiences in the same way as Tate Modern did.
Yes.
You know, this is quite new in the rest of the world to get audiences for contemporary art. It's happened elsewhere. It'll happen here too.
Wow, that's so nice to hear. Thank you so much for your time and passion about your job. It's evident that you love what you're doing. Thank you, Edith. It was a great pleasure to have you. Grazie lilek. Filiz, grazie tal-impentakom. Ovvjament il-bipa unek dejjem miftuħ kemm tħabtu n-naftit. U xtesso, ħandur fuq Joseph il-għalix nafri għandu xi aġġornamenti minnaħa tal-Kunsil Malti għall-Arti.
Ekku, għanna l-Screen Support Scheme li għalaq fil-15 ta' April fl-Ofsinar. Għanna proġett interessanti wkoll, Open Call for Participation in the Music Cities Convention 2025 jaraqna l-erba disa ta' April fl-Ofsinar u koll għanna l-applikazzjoni tal-Venice Biennale li għalqu fis-sitta ta' Mejju.
Grazie ħafna Joseph, grazie l-Kunsil Malti għall-Arti, special thanks to Edith Deveni, the Artistic Director of MICAS u l-CEO u chairperson tal-MICAS, il-Sinjura Phyllis Muscat. Grazie tal-li kontu maħna, il-kumplament tal-jum.
Thank you.
Tajjeb. Aħna, iż-semmija nerġgħu nkunu magħkom b'edizzjoni oħra tal-program bħallum ġimgħa fis-satej, però r-ripetizzjoni ta' dan l-istess program tistgħu terġgħu tisimgħuha il-lejla fid-disa kif ukoll nhar il-Ħadd il-ġej fl-10 ta' filgħodu. Saħħiet eżis.